Welcome once again to the Positive Herpes Podcast, the show where we spread positivity, knowledge, passion like herpes. Guess what today's passion is? Fermenty Friday on a Saturday. So should we call it Sloshed Saturday? That's what I'm going to be.
It works.
Megan's here.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's just us. I was at the thrift shop the other day, and I came across this gem of a game. It's called the Worst Case Scenario Survival Game.
I'm into it.
Yeah, it was either this, Trivial Pursuit, or Would You Rather, but we were like, eh, let's try something new. So, yeah, we're going to play this game. It's actually a board game that you use cards with, but we're just going to use the cards. Fuck the board game.
Because it's more fun.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So today, we are drinking, Megan?
Cali Creamin' Vanilla Cream Ale.
And that's by Mother Earth Brewing Company. Let's get a little sample, shall we?
Yeah, we shall. I didn't fizz very much.
No, it's all right. Oh, it's pretty good. It's got like a nice vanilla-y flavor. Pretty smooth.
Oh my god.
You like
ice
that?
Cream.
Yeah. Oh, Megan doesn't like ice cream.
I don't like ice cream. I don't not like ice cream. It just doesn't agree with my body.
Mm. Yeah, I have that problem, but I still eat it all the time.
I can't do it, but that is not bad. That is super vanilla-y. Is that a word? Vanilla-y?
It is now. You've said it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the vanilla kind of hits you right off the bat. Last week I did a vanilla stout,
mm-hmm.
where the vanilla kind of came in afterwards.
Yeah.
This one just hits you.
This is like, it tastes like straight up cream soda.
Yeah, it does. With like...
adultness inside.
It's got like, I don't know, not a malt aftertaste, but a something aftertaste. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd call it malt.
Malty?
A little, like, vaguely though. It is so... It freaking tastes like soda, like cream soda.
Yeah, it really does. It's not a bad little drink to have. Okay, so let's do one of these questions. And do you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
All right, so we'll do one round each. So, in the worst case scenario survival game, the first question of the day is, how to decode the Merchant Marine signal of 6 short blasts followed by 1 long blast?
Yep. What?
A... this means battle stations. B, this means man the lifeboat stations. Or C, this means abandon ship. 6 short blasts, 1 long blast.
6 short blasts, 1 long blast.
battle stations, lifeboat stations, or abandoned ship.
I'm going to say lifeboat stations.
Oh, ding, 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 ding.
Did I win?
You got it.
Sweet, drink up.
So yeah,
drink that sweet
cream soda. If you ever hear 6 short blasts in a long, it means get to your fucking car. Zombies are coming.
Oh, yeah. Don't want to deal with them zombies.
For all
They're
you,
a nightmare.
For all you landlubbers. All right.
All right. I'm up next.
Mm-hmm.
All right. These are double-sided, by the way, so I'm gonna pick my side wisely. All right, how to keep from drowning while ice fishing. Carry a long knotted rope with a weight on the end and hang ice spikes around your neck. Carry a signal flare to shoot off if you fall in the water. Wear an extra thick wetsuit and carry a signal flare.
Well, considering B and C are pretty similar, with the exception of one of them you have an extra wetsuit, I would go with C.
You're wrong. It's the weirdest one. It's
A?
Carry a long knotted rope with a weight on the end and hang ice spikes around your neck.
I just feel like someone's going to stab their clavicle.
Oh, you're drinking. Well, I want
to... You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a solution to anything.
Are the ice spikes connected to the long knotted rope? Like, what's the weight do?
I have no idea. Carry a long knotted rope with a weight on the end. and hang ice spikes around your neck? I have no idea. I mean, I feel like that would just make you fall into the ice and then stab yourself to death.
That's what I'm thinking. That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, this weight is going to break through the ice because now I'm not 150, I'm 200 pounds, and I have spikes all around my neck.
If there's anyone from Michigan, I assume there's
Alaska.
Like, Alaska, wherever there's ice fishing, call us and please. Let us know if this is a thing.
Yeah, let us know. I'm going to give you all my handles later. Please let me know. Please. Okay.
That's a good one. I like that question.
So why don't we do... Megan's going to do the stats.
All right. So this is 5.2% alcohol by volume, obviously. And it's 21 IBUs, which is a lot less than...
anything our, we've drinking.
Yeah. But... I'm into it. Yeah, I like cream soda.
Yeah?
And I like cream soda beer.
I like cream soda more than I like root beer.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Rad. All right. So, you work at a company.
I do work at a company.
Do you guys have potlucks at your company?
We do.
Yeah? Well, this question is how to treat heartburn at the company potluck.
Oh, perfect. I get heartburn all the time. Maybe it'll give me some answers.
Maybe. Hey. A. Elevate your upper body and chew gum if possible. B. Mm-hmm. Assume the fetal position and take quick, shallow breaths. Or
that sounds great.
Or C. That's just what you do.
That is what I do.
Or C. Eat bread and gently massage your abdomen to aid digestion.
I'm going to say C. I want to do B. That's what I do. That's my solution for pretty much everything.
Right.
But I think C is the correct option.
You are incorrect.
Oh, man.
It's A. It's elevate your upper body and chew gum.
How do I elevate my upper body more than it's elevated?
Stand up.
Well, I mean, I'm standing all day.
Yeah, right? I don't know.
Right. Well, I better invest in some gum, and I guess I better start drinking.
Just keep a pack of gum in your car, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You got
that if one. You suffer from heartburn.
Right.
I'm getting a pastrami sandwich on Monday.
I'm jealous.
And I'm going to get super bad heartburn, but I'm going to buy some gum. It'll be fine.
Yeah. And then just make sure you know
a way. And I'll stand on like a bucket or something.
So instead of just standing on the cement, put a bucket down, stand on the, and then you're elevating your body.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That altitude difference is mm-hmm. really the difference.
I think it'll really make a difference.
Difference. Yes. Perfect.
Okay. All right. Are you doing a...
No, not yet.
Not yet. All right. How to stay awake during an all-day conference. Oh, damn it. You read this one.
No, I didn't read it.
You didn't read it? Okay.
I read the title, but I didn't read the answers.
Okay. A. Suck on hard candy.
Or you can flip it over.
Well, let's see what that one entails.
It's up to you.
No. I like this one.
Yeah, I didn't read the answers, I promise.
All right. So, A. Suck on hard candy throughout the day. B. Drink coffee and sit erect with your feet flat on the floor and your back at a 90-degree angle. Or C, take off any extra layers of clothing and drink lots of water.
As much as I love coffee, and you know I love coffee, I did mm-hmm. a whole podcast on it.
Yeah, you did.
I'm going to say that's not the answer.
All right.
What was the first one?
Suck on hard candies throughout the day.
I really don't think that's the answer because sugar... Yeah. I think it's B because water is amazing and...
I think you mean C.
What'd I say?
You said B, which is the coffee one.
No, fuck that. It's C.
Okay.
Yeah, because water... And when you take off layers, like, you get cold and your body can't acclimate properly. C.
Ding, 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 ding. Drinking, drinking. Where are these people out of? It looks a little bit like it might... Oceanside, but I'm not 100% sure, but we should probably get that
somewhere out of California.
Look at this map. Tell me what the map says.
Oh yeah, California. It's so it's Oceanside and
Vista. They're out of Vista, California.
Vista, so California.
Found it.
It's basically at the crossroads of Highway 5, Highway 15, and Highway 78.
So go there now.
I know I got a lot of you listeners out in the...
it's Friday. What else are you doing?
Saturday.
For us, not for them.
Oh, it's... No, it's still Saturday. I'm posting it right when we're done with this.
Oh, well, it's Saturday. Go do your thing.
Yeah. So, if you want to get a late night Saturday beer, or if you want to get an early morning Sunday beer,
Well, I won't do that.
Who doesn't? All right, so let's see. The Cali Creamin Vanilla Cream Ale is one of our most popular beers ever. This light cream ale has a malty backbone. Oh, I was right. Malty backbone. Yeah. Thanks to some flaked corn and honey malt. A medium-bodied cult classic. It is sure to woo the ladies. Yeah, it did. But also flavorful enough to satisfy the dudes. You'll swear you were drinking a cream soda, but tricks are for kids. Wow. We really nailed
it. Ayo.
We really hit the head. Head on the head. Nail on the head? I don't know euphemisms. I don't know them that well. But yeah, like everything we described is perfectly in this description. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
Not bad.
So let's see.
We forgot the honey, but in the corn.
There's
flakes.
Honey in there?
Yeah, it says honey malt.
Oh, honey malt. Yeah, yeah.
Flaked corn.
I said malt. I don't know, man.
Well, no, we got the malty black blend.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, my malty backbone.
Surprisingly enough, this is the first beer.
For me. Not for me. Well, I took a nap, so it's kind of my first beer.
Yeah, you're like, but you're like waking up.
Yeah, I'm still like in the, if anybody knows me, you know that if I'm tired, I'm kind of an idiot.
Word.
Or a, like, 12-year-old or something along those lines. I guess that's the same thing. 12-year-olds are kind of idiots. Sorry, any 12-year-olds listening. Hopefully you're not listening.
You shouldn't be listening to the Fermented Friday beer podcast if you're 12. Unless you.
What if they're doing a project on fermentation?
Okay, I can dig it.
Yeah.
I can dig it.
Yeah.
Moving along. So, how to remain afloat in the sea for long periods. I'm guessing for long periods of time.
All right.
A, float on your back, relax, and kick your legs gently. B, keeping only your head above water, move your legs like riding a bicycle, and use your arms to keep upright. That's called treading.
Mm-hmm.
Or C, floating upright, taking a deep breath, and put your face in the water with your arms above your head. Float until you need some more air.
A.
Float on your back, relax, and kick your legs gently.
Yeah, yeah.
Incorrect.
What?
It's actually C. Float up, floating upright, take a deep breath, put your face in the water with your arms above your head, and float until you need some more air.
Do you think this is a spoof game?
No, I think this is real. That makes a lot of sense to me.
That makes no sense to me. And neither does
you
want to
know why? You want to know
why? The knotted rope with the weight and the ice spikes around your neck. We'll look into it. We'll let you know.
Yeah, but here's why I think C is the correct answer. Because A and B use muscles. C, you're underwater and you're not using your muscles. You're just there.
But what if it's hard to hold your breath? What if it's really cold? Like at nighttime. You can't go into the fucking water at nighttime.
Someone should have told the non-survivors of the Titanic this trick.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. All right, all right. I just woke up. Leave me alone. All right. All right. How to find food in the desert.
Yes.
A. Find a patch of sagebrush, then set it on fire to catch the inhabitants in the blaze. Inhabitants? I think so. B. Dig in the sand for snakes. There are usually an elaborate underground network of these reptiles in the desert. C. Find an anthill and shove a stick in it. Remove the stick and lick the ants off.
I don't think I can survive off of ants. I want to go with B.
Is that your final answer?
I already said it, so I'm going to say yes, but by your tone of voice, I don't think that's the correct answer, but yeah, B.
All right, so apparently A, and this is why I think it's a spoof game, find a patch of sagebrush, then set it on fire to catch inhabitants in the blaze. That's the correct answer. I don't know why.
I'm going to look at the rules right
now. Yeah, I mean, you should just look at the box and see if it's real, because it's really funny. Get in the box.
So while I'm looking for rules, Megan, why don't you describe this label?
Oh, wait, hold on.
I was not even near the microphone when I said any of that.
Oh.
So, Megan, I'm going to look for the rules. Why don't you describe the label?
On it. All right. So it's actually not a label. It's screen printed right onto the bottle, which I love. It's
for beer, but not for your job.
Well, that is not my job. My job, well, yeah, yeah, not for my job. My job would be in jeopardy if everybody did this, but they don't. My favorite, by the way, is etching into the bottle, but this is also really nice. So I really like that. It has a nice, like, really cool, like, turquoise-ish, like, light blue color to it. It's got, like, a little minivan with some, like, swirly waves. The text is kind of funky, but it's not bad. I think it, like, captures what they're trying to get.
It's like, it's close. If you know font, it almost looks like Joker Man font.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the top part. The top part almost looks like Joker Man. That's the super nerd in me.
Yeah, I mean it doesn't look horrible. It doesn't look bad. It's kind of different. I really like the bottom though. I like the vanilla cream ale. It's straight up like just the whole Cali Creamin vanilla cream ale just straight up looks like whatever we said, that cream soda. And yeah, it's actually pretty nice. And they have a little map on the back.
Which is super helpful because otherwise we wouldn't know where it was.
Yeah. They have their location on the back with a little map. Their logo is kind of cute. They have like for the O in mother.
It's like a Celtic cross.
Yeah, it's cute. And yeah, that's my opinion on the label label.
You know what I really like about the label on this beer is the color. It's like it's a baby blue and it's a beer bottle. So obviously beer bottles are dark amber brown. So I feel like it's just like a really nice contrast.
Yeah, it is a really good contrast.
Man, that looks gorgeous. All right. So the rules state. Question cards. Each worst case scenario survival question card has one question and three possible answers on each side of the card. Correct answers are printed in bold.
But I feel like it's a print game still.
Like, so now everyone's
gonna... When was this made? I'll ask that first. I guess now second. But I'm curious.
Yeah, let's find out.
Because it looks fairly old.
Actually, well, I don't know. It says...
1999.
Yeah, it says copyright 1999, but it says game contents 2001.
And it says University Games.
I've never heard of University Games.
Me neither, but all right, whatever. We'll just pretend that it's real. I don't believe half of it, though.
I really like this game.
Whose turn was it?
It's my turn.
Okay.
I have two. You have two?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, where did I... There they are. Okay. So, the first question was how to survive the night shift, but I flipped it over. So, the question I'm going to ask is, because I know you're going to like this question.
Okay.
How to survive spilling coffee on your keyboard? A. Immediately wet your finger and run it over the area where the spill is, then use a paper towel or toilet paper to clean up the spill.
Can you repeat the question?
How to survive spilling coffee.
Okay, I thought it was how to avoid, and I was like, that's after coffee spilled. Okay, continue.
After you spill the coffee on your keyboard.
How to save it.
To save your keyboard, gotcha. Yeah. Immediately wet your finger and run it over the area where the spill is, then use a paper towel or toilet paper to clean up the spill. That's A. B. Immediately blow on the spill, continue blowing for at least a minute while you grab around for something to mop up the liquid. C. Immediately flip your keyboard over, let it stand upside down for a few moments before turning it back over and mopping off the liquid.
Mopping. I mean... I feel like that's the right answer, but, like, what is mopping? Like, do I need a mop?
Right. I think they're using it as a term to, like, soak up.
Okay. Or dampen. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with C.
C? Boo. It's A. Ugh. Immediately wet your finger and run it over the area where the spill is.
Shit.
And then use a paper towel or toilet paper to clean up the spill.
What if you accidentally press a bunch of buttons and you're in the middle of a really important thing? That could be disastrous.
It really could be.
All right. This one's just funnier, so I'm going with this one. How to survive putting on too much fragrance. This is a problem with guys.
Oh, no, for sure. I work at
And girls.
I know it's been brought up, but I try not to advertise who I work for. And there are people that come into work, and I feel like they sprayed half a bottle of cologne.
Oh, my God, I know.
Right?
It's horrible.
It's so bad. Half a bottle of cologne. No, don't do it.
I was just looking at a bunch of stupid, like, BuzzFeed shit the other day about, like, stupid girls talking about their boyfriend's cologne, but they spelled it colon instead of cologne. So it's like, oh my God, I love how my boyfriend's colon smells. And it was great. And it's like this whole stream of these like girls talking about
how to spell.
Yeah, about like how much they love the scent of their guy's colon, which is great. I don't like the scent of anybody's colon.
Wait, I'm gonna interrupt you as far as spelling. So I'm taking an online class, and one of the things that we have to do is to have group discussions. Mm-hmm. And every time someone, it happens way too often because I'm in college, and I'm like, you are a college student. Learn how to use words.
I'm horrible at spelling, so I don't feel your pain on that one.
I troll so hard on the three different variances of there, the three different variances of
okay,
two.
Of course. Like these, that's grammar. That's not spelling.
These kids don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that's bad. I'm the world's worst speller, though. Is speller even a word?
Speller's a word.
Speller? All right. Well, I'm the world's worst speller.
Okay.
Yeah, but you should definitely know the difference between the theirs and twos. All right, so how to survive putting on too much fragrance, again, because we got sidetracked. A, soak a tea bag in 1 cup of water, soak a paper towel with the mixture, and scrub the affected area. B, rub lotion on the affected area, and then quickly wipe off with a paper towel. C, soak a paper towel in alcohol, then use it to wipe off the affected area.
Like rubbing alcohol, I'm assuming, not rum.
I assume you're not wasting all of your good vodka or rum. Well, unless you want to smell like an alcoholic.
What was B?
B was rub lotion on the affected area and then quickly wipe off with a paper towel.
I want to go with A. Tea is an amazing substance. Fuck.
C.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Soak a paper towel in alcohol and then wipe off the affected area.
Okay. All right.
Alcohol is also great. We're drinking some. Not rubbing alcohol.
That would be bad.
Yeah.
That would be really, really bad.
But we are drinking alcohol, and it tastes like soda.
It is really good. And actually, great. I've noticed
Give it to your kids. They'll love it.
Only if they have toothaches, and only if it's 40% or higher. Oh, man. Okay, so I feel like on this last question, mm-hmm. we have one question left each. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read you both questions, and I'll let you choose which one you want to answer.
Okay.
The first is how to recognize scurvy.
Okay.
And this one I thought you might like because you actually brought it up on your own, which is how to survive in frigid water.
Okay.
Which one do you want to answer?
I'm going to do the water one.
Okay. How to survive in frigid water. Tread water slowly but steadily to keep your circulation going and avoid numbing of the hands and feet. B. Do not attempt to swim, keeping movement to a minimum. Or C. Swim as fast as you can to a boat or shore.
I'm going to say A.
Tread water slowly but steadily to keep circulation going and avoid mm-hmm. numbing of the hands.
B.
B.
Damn it.
Hey, at least you got it on the... Yeah. Do not attempt to swim. You want to keep movement to a minimum.
I guess to conserve your energy.
Yeah.
Huh. Damn it.
I'm categorizing these in which ones you got correct and incorrect. Is that what you're doing? Okay.
No.
Okay. I think I only got one right anyway.
All right. Well, I have to drink, so. All right. So I'll do the same for you, I guess. How to advertise how to advise children to escape from kidnappers' cars, or how to recognize a skull fracture.
I don't think I want children in my life. Like,
plan on getting a skull fracture.
It seems the more likely thing to happen. Not that I would get the skull fracture, but someone in my vicinity might. I do a lot of extreme sports. So
you're picking that one?
Yeah.
All right. So how to recognize a skull fracture. A, the victim's eyes roll back into the head and his or her speech is severely slurred. B, Straw-colored fluid seeps from the victim's ears or nose. C. Did I say C or B last time?
You said B.
Okay. C. The victim's head swells and mucus seeps from his or her eyes.
A skull fracture.
Do you want me to repeat the questions? Answers? One of the two?
Yeah. Okay, so how to recognize a skull fracture. Yeah, can you repeat those?
All right, so A. The victim's eyes roll back in the head and his or her speech is severely slurred. B. Straw-colored fluid seeps from the victim's ears or nose. C. The victim's head swells and mucus seeps from his or her eyes.
I want to go with B or C, but I'm going to go with B.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes. Yes, straw-colored fluid.
Yeah, that sounds fucking disgusting.
Lovely.
I hope I never get a fractured skull.
Well, now all of the listeners know how to recognize that.
You're welcome.
I like this game. I think this was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
So,
where'd the little stack go?
This has been a really good... I feel like this has been a really good kickoff week for the new segment of Ales.
Yeah.
So 3 more weeks of ales, everybody. I was gonna do a rye IPA, and I was thinking about starting with ryes, but I was like, IPA. We've done IPAs, but it's rye, so it's kind of borderline.
I like ales.
But yeah, this was a good little switch up. So there you have it, everybody. Week 1 of the ale segment on the Fermented Friday. It's been Megan, I'm sure it's been Megan's pleasure, but it's been my pleasure as well to bring you another episode. And again, sorry, this is the second week in a row that I didn't get this out on a Friday, but I mean,
oops, partially my fault.
Well, we could have gotten together last night. So the thing is my dad wanted to take me out to dinner. So,
I know.
And then you went to bed early because I got home and I texted you.
Oh, yeah, I totally was asleep when you texted me at 8:30.
Megan's a baby. She goes to sleep at 8 o'clock.
No, I'm a grandmother.
Oh, yeah, Megan's a grandma. So, anyway, another episode of Fermented Friday on the Positive Herpes Podcast. If you need to get a hold of me, go to facebook.com/positiveherpes, positiveherpes@gmail.com. Really let us know about that ice scenario. Yeah. How to survive broken ice and falling in. Because that's weird. also, you know, Twitter, Instagram, Periscope, @positiveherpes. And, you know, I know you love the show. You're still listening. So head on over to patreon.com/positiveherpes.
Yeah, yeah.
Show some of that love. And until next week,
we'll be drinking.
We'll be drinking, and you guys better drink responsibly.
Because we don't.
Because I was going to say, because one of us has to. Peace.